Programs, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Me and Lawrence were talking about it. Like, dude, jealousy sucks so fucking bad. Like, for instance, me and Lawrence walk into her work, and like if I buy somebody a drink and I don't even talk to them, I do that sometimes. You know.
Oh, last night.
In their head, in their logic, this is what they say. Fucking Bam walks in, thinks that he's a man, sits down, buys us fucking drinks, pays for our whole meal. Who the fuck does he think he is? Then he fucking leaves, kisses Tammy, and fucking waltzes off in the goddamn Porsche. Who does he think he is? Fuck his ass.
Who the driving a Porsche?
Fucking buying our drinks. Who does he think he is?
No, it's funny though. Bam walked in. He was in there for 45 minutes.
Covering our tab. Fuck him.
Wait, no, it was driving.
Who does he think he is?
Fuck him.
I was raised better than that.
No, but Louis like, it was so crowded. So Louis like, it's always crowded. I said, yeah. So I'm at Bam's table. It's Bam and Louis, and they're just like hanging out. But and, like, it was sweet. This like little girl noticed you. You gave her a hug before you left. But like his friends were table over, and those are the ones that the mass text out, and they were just like, Bam's fucking man. So that mass text that was sent out, 30 people were like this. They were standing. They walked in the bar, and I didn't know what was going on, but like they're looking all around the bar. Girls come in with cameras in their hands. Where's Bam at? So the hostess goes, who are you looking for? Her Bam's here, Bam's here. Oh no, he left about 20 minutes ago. Like 35 people came in. A guy from Italy was there and goes, I heard you're Bam's girlfriend. I came here because I go, if you were here half an hour ago, I'm like, you would have got his autograph. And he was like,
or more.
Bam Margera is a fucking shit. I love him. So he was from Italy and he fucking like knew you. But like all these girls were like, no, here's the best though. This one girl, she's 19. Do you and Bam have good sex? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he'll eat my pussy.
Oh no.
No, this is so funny though. I'll be like, he'll eat my pussy while I'll bend over backwards and finger my asshole with two fingers. And her mouth drops open and goes, are you seeing her now? Because the only thing me and my boyfriend have ever done is, like, fuck from behind.
Me and my boyfriend, all we ever did, the gnarliest thing we ever did was he humped me doggy style.
I'm like, no. I'm like,
I was upside down. Yeah.
I'm like, no. I know. So I call my girlfriend. I go, tell Jay, the manager, that Bam had me bent over. So I said, I go, we got a latex outfit made. The only holes are the mouth, ass, and pussy. And she goes, but how do you breathe? I go, well, as long as the dick's not in my mouth, I can breathe. I go, so, but if the dick's in my mouth, I go, I don't know. And like, she's beside herself. Because she is like, I don't know what to do. She goes,
well, hey, it's true, man.
But she doesn't even let her boyfriend eat her pussy.
Ew.
What?
Why not?
What the fuck is that shit?
She said she doesn't like it.
Well, get ready to get cheated on. You're not allowed to eat my pussy. All right, get ready to get cheated on then.
I know.
I'll be down at the Grand and Run Mall.
She goes, I think you're lying. I go, I am still lying.
Of all places.
I said, Bam. I said, it looked like a massacre. Can I tell this story?
I'll be at the Neshaminy Mall eating somebody else out there.
Can I tell the massacre story?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's so gross, but I got my period the other day. I what? Never bleed really, really bad.
I don't know what you said. What?
I had my period, and he's like, I don't care, we're going to have sex. We get done having sex. It's up to his chest. It's on his ass.
Dude, it was a murder scene.
It was.
Dude, Jess, go. It's still there. Go up to my room and look at it. It looks like.
Good.
Jess.
Jess, you don't have to run.
Jess, it's so bad.
He's running up there. I see. There he just heard. He's already gone.
He was like, Tammy, if you died today.
Jess, I just came back, man. That was fucked up.
It looks like a fucking murder scene. If something bad would have happened to her when she drove home and something bad happened and then they. Interviewed me and looked at my bed, they'd be like, you stabbed her or something. No, I didn't stab her, goddamn.
It's all over the bed. And
they sit in Nancy's bed.
Dude, go look at it.
It's so bad. Wait, the first
it's still
time
there.
Happened, but the no, first time, it was only a little bit, and he goes, oh, Boof will clean up. I said, I don't want Boof to clean up. So he has to bring his Boof up to the bed.
You can't do
bedroom.
That to Boof.
No, he did. Wow. The first time he
why
goes,
why don't you
Boof.
Clean it up, Tammy?
He goes, Boof.
Why don't you clean it
I
up,
want
Tammy?
To. He goes, Boof. Tammy's embarrassed because she bled on him. He goes, she goes, all right, okay, guy. The sheet is white. It was like white golden. I'm like, this time I'm like,
white
I'm
golden?
Like,
white
it was
golden.
Like white as like a baby. It was crisp white. Now it's like.
White as a baby.
No, white as white can be.
Oh.
It is so white. Now it's like red. Now it's like purple. It's like purple red. Bam had it. And it was fun. It was fucked up though. The only reason why Bam got a shower finally was because the blood was on his stomach up to his chest. And all
maybe
these
it was purple.
No,
it was still
these,
alive.
And all. I know. I I said, I'm going to call 911 because I'm with this Bam. So Bam got in the shower. Oh, he went like this. He stood off and was just like this. As soon as the blood was off him, he goes, oh, I'm good. And then I did not go right now. I was like, soap. He goes, oh. I made him soap. And he was like that. In 2 seconds, he was like, shh. Like, you don't like soap.
Maybe if you
What's
like.
What's the point of it?
Maybe if you piss on it a little, then it'll be like a cool, like, tie dye.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wait.
If I piss on what?
He'll be on the sheet.
On the.
Oh, no. He'll be talking.
Then you'll have some purple, red,
he'll be
yellow.
Talking to me in the
Go
shower.
Go piss on it. It can't get any worse.
Yeah.
No, Jazz.
I'm, all right.
Jazz, we'll be talking in the shower. And, like, the one night, we were at your mom's house, and he had asparagus. And next day, I'm in the shower, and I'm like this. I'm like, what the
it
fuck
makes your
smells?
Pee smell good.
Because I have hot water on me, so I have no idea. I'm like,
so your asparagus pissed all over you.
He started pissing. He's talking to me because I'm brushing. I'm washing his hair. He goes, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll regret it. You'll regret it. So I'm like, I'm washing your hair. Then so you know, I'm like.
He retaliated with asparagus piss.
That's what you deserve.
Asparagus piss.
Asparagus piss.
So bright yellow. Wait. The brightest yellow I've ever seen in my life. Just
healthy.
Pissing. And like, then I booked this shirt on his hair. And then he was even mad.
I don't know what you said, but okay.
But.
Well, I came on Cleveland's guitar.
Oh,
so
man.
Did Bam.
You came on it?
Lawrence.
Yep. Yeah.
Let me talk about Lawrence upon Brandywine of Longwood the Third Esquire.
Let me see your tattoo.
He
show Kama your tattoo.
He has a car that he's been leasing, but he hasn't paid rent for how long?
Well, I'd say I'm like 1,500 behind.
Basically, a year has gone by. They call him off the hook. Tammy, chill. They call him off the hook. Every single day for the past fucking year.
Yeah.
Finally, they started calling, we don't know how, Novak, fucking Cleveland, yeah. Fucking Adam.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, do you know Louis? Like, yeah, we know Louis. Like, well, he has a car that he hasn't been paying for, and we're going to repo it. You know? And I'm like, well, you know.
Good luck trying to find it.
Good luck trying to find it. Yes.
Oh, I'll drop it off at the mall.
So, in order for him to pay it back, I said, Louis, I'll pay it back if you obey these rules.
Let's hear the 10 rules.
Rules to pay off Lawrence's automobile.
Here's the rules.
Number one, Tam Tam. Number one, Tammy shuts up. Number one and a half.
Love you.
Not easy.
Cum goes on your fucking fae.
Easy.
A dude's cum has to land on your fae.
Which dude?
Bands.
Maybe me if you get blindfolded. Or Cleveland. Oh, that would be fun for me.
Oh, Cleveland. Dude.
I have to put it on my guitar.
Yeah, it's
bad. Oh, you have to wash 20 of my cars and I'll give you a pass each time.
20
like,
of them.
So, like, if
20 of them.
No, I'm saying.
What
like,
are you going to do with the other 30?
Is what I'm saying is. I have 20 passes, say,
yeah, like,
wash
I'll wash
Porsche.
My car now.
Wash the
car. Yeah, you only have, like, 18 cars. So.
Yeah, like, here's a card. Wash it. Like, right. I've...
All right, so
Brillo
far.
The DeLorean.
Yeah.
So
repaint
far.
The rainbow in my yard. Tammy!
Repaint the
it's
rainbow.
A radio show. Shut the fuck up.
Don't say that.
No, for real. Please.
I would say
that. All right, that's easy.
All right.
As soon as the ice gets off.
Tell Novak he's a fucking faggot.
All
right. That is the easiest one in that whole list, man.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Tell Cleveland he's a fucking sea otter.
Cleveland, you're a sea otter. Check it off.
And then throw up on Cleveland.
Yeah. Easy. Cleveland.
Tell Dennis we only like him when he raps. And then French Dennis.
Ah, shit. That's the hardest one.
Stash cigarettes away for Bam so he doesn't have to go to A Asshole Plus every goddamn motherfucking morning.
All right.
Vacuum the stairs.
I'll take five.
Easy.
Nine. Call Terry.
Terry?
My manager.
And do what?
I don't know. Find out what the fuck's going on.
Hey, Terry, what's up? It's Louis.
No, Terry's my manager.
Oh, Terry, yeah.
Kevin's my
manager. Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, 9A. I don't know why I said that, but 9A. Wash the dinosaurs and tigers.
In the driveway.
Yeah.
You have to wash 20 of the cars, the dinosaurs, and the tigers.
What about the gorilla?
It's still,
and the elephant.
It's still better than the real job.
Buy 6 different pizzas from the grocery store, frozen pizzas, and throw... When you eat them, throw them up and make sure it's on Cleveland's bed.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh,
11.
Man. Oh.
Import all 100 of my favorite CDs.
Oh, and a new computer.
Yeah.
That's an easy one, too.
Dude.
So the hardest one to do is the driveway.
And the stairs.
And kissing Dennis.
Well, it's hard to throw up pizza.
No, I could do that.
We could turn it into chili or something. Oh, you're a fucking pussy vegan.
How about beef?
Louis, I'll help pay off your car. You have to start banging that girl again that does the car commercials and then get us a car commercial.
What car commercial?
And then that's your finder's fee. All
right.
what you're going to finder's fee.
You know what?
If you had to eat beef for a week?
No, can't do that.
would you eat a full bone, like, Ruth Chris Steakhouse filet for $1,500?
No, it wouldn't be possible.
What about a pig roast?
You're an asshole.
I know.
How about rare? Rare is rare.
People would pay $100 to eat that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's, and this guy wouldn't take $1,500 to
give me a freaking break.
What if you just smother like A1 or some shit?
No, it's tough.
I'll smother you in A1.
It's probably tender, actually. Yes.
It's tender.
You'll smother anything in A1, Cleveland. I'll smother you in A1. Sea otter.
No, Cleveland, he's got a good point.
Would you lick a steak?
Oh, he'll eat a fucking CD.
You're crazy. You act like you eat food all the time. Like I'm some fucking glutton. I'm not like that.
You are a glutton.
I am not.
This rains, liar, Raider Bam Series 20 Facts. Shut the fuck up!
Lying on the bottom of a riverbed, emotions are crumbling, an avalanche in the evening. Tonight.
Yeah, go.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio Bam 28.
Faction,
yeah.
Pretty well done. 90%.
Excellent.
And Tam Tam is in the house.
CIG.
I am back. Tam Tam.
Jesse Mahir ass. Jesse Mahir ass, where's your microphone?
Oh, shit.
And my girl Conley and her boyfriend are here, and we want to talk about them for a minute.
I heard he has a big ass dick.
I heard she says the reason why I fuck him. Give Conley the mic.
Have you seen it?
Tell John about it. I haven't seen it, but she said, she goes, I'll fuck him all night. Okay, Conley. It's not false. No, she's not. I don't hear.
Didn't you get fired?
Because I did not show up.
You got fired.
On New Year's Day.
Tammy works. I'm not going to say where Tammy works, but she works at a restaurant, and
yes,
and you worked there. And there. What happened?
And I saw you New Year's Eve. Remember
and
that?
That it was a shit show.
Yeah, and I told you guys it was going to be a shit show, and I was going to be the star, and I succeeded. I lost my job.
So did you just claim that you were sick or something?
I'll tell you exactly what I said. I was retarded out of my mind. I put my last beer down at 10:01.
What, did you just go for it on New Year's Eve?
Wait, 10:01 a.m.
I put my last beer down. I called work, and I said that cops showed up at my house for a situation, and I'm at the police station right now giving a statement.
Was that true?
No, absolutely not.
Well, that sounds believable, actually.
I thought it was pretty good. Until they asked me for proof, and I
had to bring...
I'm clever like that.
That's what I would have recommended.
Yeah, but then they wanted proof, so that didn't work.
Oh, they wanted proof?
They wanted proof. They wanted me to bring in something. Like, you know, well, if you're at the police station, then a cop should be able to write something saying that you were here. And I was like, okay, no problem. Got that done. I hung up, and I was like, well, I'm fired.
Yeah.
Can you tell Bam what you did to my pants? I wore a thigh
boots. Oh, actually, I have the video on my computer.
I wore thigh boots and the element pants that you got me with the hole in them.
Yeah.
Conley was falling. Conley ripped.
Apparently so do I, because I started picking at hers on her pants.
Conley ripped my hole of the pants out to where I was wearing like mini short shorts. Like, my pussy was hanging out. She didn't care.
I didn't care. I just kept ripping.
She kept on ripping and ripping the fucking pants where they were a fucking short shorts for her.
She's a cop. These are element pants. I don't care.
Hey, has anybody seen, like, Jess? Put on your fucking headset. Have you seen the Steve Wilkos show, man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's Jerry Springer's...
Conley, I love you.
It's Jerry Springer's security guard, but now he has his own fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
So now he thinks that, like who the fuck wants to hear a security guard's point of view?
He's like the bald dude. Right?
Yeah. And
he used to be a cop.
So if there's a problem, he can't just be like... What you're doing's wrong. I think it's wrong. And,
get out
and,
of that chair.
Yeah, get out.
He really rubs it in.
He has to get 1 inch from your face and spit on your fucking face and shout as loud as he can. It's so annoying. And he's all bald and fat and shit. They're just like, you don't fucking take your girlfriend, throw her down a snowy ravine naked with her fucking butthole hanging out. You don't do that.
Get up. Get out of the chair.
Naked at the bottom of the hill with a fucking butthole hanging out.
Get out of your chair.
Last time I checked where I grew up, you don't do that to a woman. You don't.
And then the audience is like, Steve.
Oh, man.
She's lying down there naked with a fucking butthole hanging out.
With a fucking hiney hole hanging out.
With a big little giant butthole's out.
With a fucking big little giant butthole hanging out.
Do you want a light?
Who are you? You're the fucking security guard.
I ought to rip your dirty little brown balls off.
That's not how I was raised.
With a big fat little fucking... With a big fat...
Steve, big fat little buttholes out.
There goes Steve. Ooh,
like, why would Steve...
Get out of that chair and stand up. You know, I got a chair on my stage.
If she's naked down a snowy ravine, that's the point to be told. Why does he have to, like, define that her butthole's hanging out?
She's fucking lying down there naked with her fucking butthole hanging out.
Oh, and then he moves the chair, like, all
you'll
the way to
do
the,
that
to the
stage
and makes him sit in it.
Where I come from, that's not how you treat a lady.
Come on, weren't you raised better than that, man? Come on.
Her dirty little giant butthole's out.
She has fucking pricker bushes laying all over her stinky-ass butt.
All these details.
You know, big fat little pussies hanging out.
You know someone tuned
big
in right
fat at that. Little. Big fat little hot ass pussies hanging out.
Well, I'm married. I would never do that.
Steve.
Steve.
Not.
Get out of my chair. You don't deserve that chair.
Get off my stage.
He's so stoked that he owns his own stage.
Yeah. I've seen him throw a
chair.
Get
off my stage. Yeah, you don't deserve my
stage. I've seen him throw a chair and it's stuck into the wall.
Like, if I was there, I'd be like, I don't want to be on your fucking stage to begin with, fat boy.
You went and threw the chair.
He's setting an example for, like, not being violent. He's throwing chairs and they're sticking into the wall.
He looks like a leukemia patient with
his
ball
over.
If
you were on his stage, you would be, like, mouthing off to him. You'd be the worst contestant.
I wouldn't be mouthing off to him because I wouldn't be shouting because, like, if you have to shout or if you have to, like, push somebody, you're resorting to violence, which means that you're wrong. That's why you can't explain yourself verbally.
It means you're an aggro frat boy. Go fuck yourself.
Like a frat boy. Yeah. Like, when I told that fat kid who called me a faggot, I ripped off his Abercrombie and Fitch shirt, and I said, you're just mad at the world because you obviously eat 20 too many buffalo wings and your girlfriend's fucking somebody else and you have to call me a faggot to make yourself feel better. And he didn't know what to say. Yeah. Shut up.
I never heard that.
Sometimes it's good to just hit somebody.
Would he call you a faggot?
Sometimes it's worth it.
Yeah, it's good to hit somebody when you say that because I hit it right on the nose.
Well, he should have hit you.
He's obviously 20 pounds overweight and I point right at his girlfriend. I'm like, she's fucking somebody else because you're 20 pounds overweight and you're insecure about yourself. You have to call me a faggot to make yourself feel better.
And you pretty much ruined that dude's like month.
Oh yeah,
I wrote a year.
Yeah. 20 time. Too many.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude,
wait, who was the girl that punched you in the fag?
Who? Am I fag?
Remember 2 weeks later, the girl was like, "Are you bam on Jerry?" Like, yeah. And she punched you in the face and killed there, and he ran out. And
no, she wasn't being a dick, actually. She just was like, "Oh, you're on Jackass, so I'll dump a beer on you." No, she smacked me in the face. Okay. Is what happened. And then I dumped a beer on her head. And then she's like, you fucking scumbag. No, like, how am I a scumbag? You smacked me in the face.
I was there.
She's like, well, you're on Jackass. I'm like, yeah, and the Jackass thing to do would be dumping my beer on your fucking face.
That was at Jake's. That was at Jake's. And Kingman was
you were
there.
Yeah.
Bam's like, hey, you're going to smack me up.
Omar lit the dude's beard on fire. That was calling you out.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Omar Gonzalez, who used to go to my high school, was fucking... This dude can fight like a motherfucker.
Let me tell the story. All right, there's a bar in Westchester called Spare Rib, which if you're white, you don't go
there. It wasn't Spare Rib,
I know
Jess,
where
it
is.
Was the rat.
I never even heard of it.
It was the rat for a fact.
I never even heard of it.
It was the rat.
I'm well aware.
You know the rat?
Yeah.
That's where it was.
No. Oh, CKY played there in like 98.
Jess, it was the rat for a fact.
Really?
Absolutely.
No, I remember going in the Spare Rib.
We did one. Jess, I've never been in the Spare Rib my entire life.
The rib is on Market. The rib is on Gay Street.
It was the rat, Jess.
It's next to Gilmore's.
Cleveland calls it the rib.
I know. I ran from it when it happened.
Common talk.
The rib?
Common talk.
Talk about what, Tammy?
Yeah, exactly.
Her big ass tits and her sexy ass.
Well, we can't see him on the radio.
What's she going to say?
She has the biggest fucking sexy titties.
Well, let's see them on the radio.
Let's see them, Conley.
Oh, there they are.
Push your microphone in between.
Fuck yeah.
No, it sucks about her not working anymore.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
every day.
Yeah.
I used to work with her every day. And I feel her
oh, yeah. What a good idea, Tammy. Oh, so hot.
I have memories.
So hot.
I have memories.
Oh, man.
I have memories of her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, big ass little titties.
Look at those big ass little fucking titties.
Look at those big ass titties.
Yeah, take them.
You know,
take
what
them
time
socks
is it?
Off.
I don't know. It doesn't say those.
Oh, well, when? How much?
Whenever you want.
Yeah.
Play a song.
Let's make
go.
Fire.
Okay. Oh, dude, we're definitely have at least.
Jess.
Yeah.
Type in the song.
It's 11:20.
Shut up, Jesse.
Yeah.
When do we start?
I don't know where. I don't.
Oh, Ghost Town, dude. Shiny Toy Guns, please.
Ooh.
YouTube.
With
your iPad that you bought me.
Bob.
What? Let me see those big ass fucking.
Hey, when's the Jackass DVD come out?
Yeah.
Do we know?
Let me see that hot ass, big ass.
Yeah, let me see that big fat little square.
Let me see that big fat
cities.
Sloppy little fucking dried up little pussy.
My pussy's not dried up.
Let me see that disgusting
see that
mess.
Big sloppy
your legs.
Fucking hot wet fucking dried up little pussy.
Well, my pussy's not dried up, but it's big and wet when I have my fucking period in your
that cute little
fucking
disgusting mess.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. No, but I don't know why.
Let me see that fucking hairy shaved ass
pussy. Why would
Sam
not want to stop? He didn't want to.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.